USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get well wishes still pouring in from leaders around the world and here at home, even from political rivals as President Trump recovers from COVID-19.
We are thinking of the first family with prayers that they recover.
That's Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris. And President Trump himself said in a video message shot yesterday at Walter Reed Medical Center he is feeling better.
I think I'll be back soon, and I look forward to finishing up the campaign the way it was started and the way we've been doing.
Though his doctors caution he's not out of the woods yet, Republican hopes for keeping control of the Senate are getting a boost after a Democratic hopeful in North Carolina had to apologize for sending sexual text messages to a woman who's not his wife. Cal Cunningham had been leading in most polls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
The confirmation process for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, could face delays now after three Republican senators say they've tested positive for COVID-19. Senators Tom Tillis, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson all getting positive results. The Senate was scheduled to return to Washington tomorrow, but now plans to recess until October 19th. The Senate Judiciary Committee had planned to take up Judge Barrett's Supreme Court nomination on October 12th, and it's unclear if the panel would meet while the Senate was not in session. Some Fox News anchors and hosts are reportedly going to undergo coronavirus testing after attending this past week's presidential debate in Cleveland. Sean Hannity, debate moderator Chris Wallace, Brett Baer, and other on-air personnel believed to be getting tested after it was disclosed that President and the First Lady tested positive for COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Airlines, the latest to send out a May Day because of losses to the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on major airlines to halt planned furloughs, saying she anticipates an agreement with the White House in the next round of economic stimulus that will provide relief for struggling carriers. She told MSNBC she hopes President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis will help open Republicans to seeing the Democrat side in the negotiations. Pelosi has locked horns with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for weeks over a new line of stimulus funding to help those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats passed their latest version of the HEROES Act on Thursday, which provides $2.2 trillion in aid, about $1 trillion less than their first version of the bill, which was passed in May. The bill includes restarting $600 in weekly unemployment benefits through January and a second round of $1,200 payments mailed to Americans, as well as a $500 check for dependents. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Swiss skydiver, the winner of a photo finish, beating favored Authentic to win yesterday's Preakness Stakes in Baltimore. The Kentucky Derby winner placed second. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.